Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is my student speaking to you on a recorded line.
Yes, hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center, and I have a potential new Depot Provera claimant on the line, Miss Sunday Johnson. Can you assist her, please?
Yes, I can.
Thank you so much. All right, Miss Johnson, I wish you the best of luck, and you guys both have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? I'm sorry, what's your name, ma'am? Because when I just called, it kind of made me kind of nervous because it said that this number can be potential scam. So I got really, really nervous.
Oh, that's okay. My name's Maysoon.
Maysoon?
Yes.
Can you spell it for me?
Yes, it's M-Y-S-O-O-N.
Oh, Maysoon. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your last name?
It's spelled A-F-R-I-D-I.
And where are you located?
I'm in California.
Oh, okay. And what's your number? I couldn't even get it out. I mean, the number I called is like, it says to be a scam.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can give you my direct line. That'll be 949-258-9854.
Okay. Do you have an extension or not?
No.
Okay. And what do you need from me, ma'am?
Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And you did not have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
No, I didn't.
Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
June 2015.
2015. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
4/27/1977.
77. And do you know of anyone else who was also affected after taking Depot Provera?
No.
Okay. And as
do
far,
I know anyone else?
Yeah, any friends or family members who were also taking it?
Well, I had talked to a young lady. I don't know her personally, but she was just at the doctor and we were sharing our experiences. So I don't personally know her, but she told me her experience that she had also with the Depot shot.
Oh, wow. And she was also diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. And the Depot that you were consuming, was it the name brand injectable or was it a generic version?
Name brand.
Name brand. And did you use Depot Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you use Depot Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you first started taking it?
I first started taking it in 2009 of May.
May. And then when did you stop?
I stopped in 2015, June.
2015. Okay. And then I have your first name spelled S-U-N-D-A-E.
Yeah.
Last name J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Yeah.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then what is your preferred email address?
Every SQ Inc. Trucking at gmail.com.
Thank you. And then for your cell phone number, I have 216-456-6066.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your current home address?
1536 St. St. Clair Avenue, Northeast, 114, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114.
Okay, that was 1536 St. Clair Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio, 44114.
Yes, but my apartment number is 114. Northeast 114.
Okay, thank you. Right, and then do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name and the facility?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The facility, I'm sorry. I'll be getting.
But that's okay. Take your time.
The facility, I know it was on the west side, I believe. Who did my diagnosis? Who diagnosed me with it?
Yes.
I believe I went through so many. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in a cuz.
That's okay.
I believe it was. Don't quote me on it, but I believe it was Dr. Jane Anderson.
Jane Anderson. And then what was the facility name?
Dr. Anderson wait a minute. I believe, I'm sorry, because like I said, I was at so many hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was the West. I believe it was. I want to go upstairs and get my papers.
Okay.
Yeah, can I go and get my papers?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Can we go to the next question while I'm through my papers, please?
Yes. Well, I would need the diagnosing doctor's name and your treating doctor's name.
Okay. My treating doctor. Wait a minute. I got that. I'm sorry, just let me look at my papers.
Okay, no worries.
just going through my papers now.
Okay.
So you need to know my diagnosis, what hospital, and what was it?
Yes, your diagnosing doctor's name and the facility, and then your treating doctor's name and facility.
Okay. So my treating doctor's name was Christine. Dr. Christine. She's an oncology.
Mm-hmm.
I could spell you her last name. It's Zanotti. And she was at University Hospital Parma Medical Center.
University Hospital
Parma Medical Center.
Okay. Is that the one on 7007 Powers Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
The diagnosis came from, I'm looking through the papers. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. And did you have a different prescribing doctor, or was that also Dr. Christine?
A different prescribing doctor for what, ma'am?
For prescribing doctor?
Oh, yes. It was also Dr. Christine.
Okay.
Just so much. I believe she might have been my doctor that also for the diagnostic. If you just asked.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Dr. Christine was your diagnosing doctor as well?
I believe so.
Okay.
Because I know I seen her. I seen Dr. Anderson. And I also seen Dr. Mary Hurd. That was my GYN, though, I used to go see every 3 months to get my shot.
Okay. And the Dr. James Anderson, was that a specific?
That was the neurosurgeon.
Okay.
He was the neurosurgeon.
And is he the one that diagnosed you?
No, he didn't diagnose me.
Okay. So then Dr. Christine was the one that diagnosed you and treated you?
That diagnosed me?
Yeah.
I believe so. I'm just looking through my papers. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. This is a lot, and every since it's Thursday, I'm kind of like, my mind be kind of forgetting a lot of things. I would have had all this in front of me if I would have known. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No worries.
Okay, so Dr. Mary Herr, the GYN, OBGYN,
mm-hmm.
And that doctor, she's in Westlake. She was in Westlake.
Okay, and she was your, was she the prescribing
she
doctor?
She was the, yeah, she was the OBGYN.
Okay. And that was Dr. Mary and then H-A-E-R-R?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So she prescribed the Depo to you, or she was your treating doctor? Which one was she?
She was the one that used to give me the Depo, and she also was my treating doctor. Let me know what was going on, because I went to her for my symptoms and everything, and what was going on with me with this shot.
Okay. And she was at the Cleveland Clinic Westlake, the one on 2001 Crocker Road?
No, she was on Ridge, on Center Ridge Road in Westlake.
Center.
Her address was, let me see. Her address was 29,000 Center Ridge Road, Westlake.
Okay. And that was called the, I see, St. John Medical Center?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, thank you. Sorry, that was a little confusing.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to rush you, but do you know about how much longer for us to get? I have to get to a birthday dinner. I didn't know something.
Oh, yeah, no, I just have
maybe... We got about 5, 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, we'd be done before then.
Okay.
And did you have a specific pharmacy you were going to?
Yes, I was going to the CVS pharmacy in Cleveland, Ohio. The address was 840 Euclid Avenue.
Okay, thank you. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis at all?
No.
Okay. And then you do have a copy of your medical records, correct?
Yes.
Right. And then can I just get your social?
554-551817.
Thank you. And then we also do request an emergency contact number just in case, you know, we can't get a hold of you or something unfortunate happens. Did you want to provide one?
Mm-hmm. No, that's okay, because I don't even have nobody to provide. No, that's okay.
Okay. Right. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link, and I just sent it to your email as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I have to sign them now.
You can if you wanted to go over it on the phone in case you had any questions or whenever you're available to do it.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent that. And then I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line. So you have my number.
Mm-hmm.
And did you want to do it while we're still on the phone, or did you want to do it on your own time and then we can...
Okay. I was going to do it on my own time, but my only thing is, like, now what's the steps now? Because, so what's the next procedure?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, so now once you do sign those and send them back, then the attorneys should get a hold of it, and then they will give you a call to verify all that information and then tell you the next steps with them. And then I can send you their number as well, just in case you miss it or you don't recognize the number, you can give them a call back.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest would be between you and the attorneys.
Okay. I'll just wait. I'll answer my phone. I'll just wait.
Okay. Okay, then I will go ahead and send you my information. And then whenever you do get a chance to send those back, let me know so that I can forward it over.
Okay. I'll be sending it back within like the next hour or two.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.